This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Fresh from the labor market news that the U.S. economy created 151,000 new jobs in August and the unemployment rate held steady at 4.9%, I checked in with Tom Perez, a member of President Obama's cabinet, holding the portfolio of Labor Secretary. It has been a summer of job creation, no doubt, but I started by pointing out that manufacturing jobs actually fell in August, down by 14,000 people. I asked Secretary Perez how worried he was about this new drop in factory work.
Well, manufacturing is always an important sector, and they're confronting two headwinds in manufacturing. Number one is countries around the world aren't doing as well as we are. They're not buying as much. And when you have a strong dollar coupled with a global economic downturn, that spells a challenge. What is important, though, when we look at the aggregate numbers here is we've had a pretty darn good summer. We had two excellent months in June and July, followed by a solid month in August. And what you tend to see at this point in an economic recovery is that the pace of job growth slows a bit, and then the pace of wage growth picks up. And we're seeing exactly that.
Manufacturing jobs, I think it's fair to say, are increasingly highly skilled. And some employers, you must have heard from them, some employers worry they're having a hard time finding people with the skills for these factory jobs. What do we do about that?
What we've been doing in partnership with state and local governments and the private sector is really getting a granular understanding of what the demand needs of employers are. What are the skills you need in the workforce of today and tomorrow? And then working together with not only four-year institutions, but two-year institutions, with labor unions, with pre-K to 12 community to make sure we're building that pipeline for tomorrow.
Now, I hear your optimism here, but it's not that you've licked the skills gap. We're still suffering with the gap, right?
Well, we still have work to do. And, you know, frankly, sometimes when I hear discussion of skills gaps in the airline sector, I've often heard some airlines saying, well, you know, the FAA has changed rules and it's created a real problem for us in recruiting pilots. Well, here's the reality of the situation there. The pipeline to become a pilot, if you work for one of these regional carriers, you can be making as little as $18,000, $19,000,
$20,000. As a pilot?
As a pilot. So in the airline context, I think they need to totally revamp their model, and they need to pay people a better wage, because there's a lot of folks out in this country who would love to be a pilot, but you go to a pilot school, you're going to end up with $100,000 in debt. And then you're going to start a job where you're making $18,000 to $20,000. That's not sustainable.
Now, you've been instrumental in changing the rules that govern the salary level where an employee is eligible to get overtime pay. I know you're proud of this, and if you're getting a raise, people like that. But smaller businesses are quite unhappy about this, Secretary Perez.
During the course of our outreach, we spoke to a lot of small business owners who understood that their most precious cargo is their workers. And when you're paying somebody $24,000 and they're working 60 hours a week, they're in effect working 20 hours for free, and that's not fair. And as a result of a very conscious decision that the Bush administration made in 2004, when they changed the rules to calculate who is eligible for overtime, what they did was they took all the leverage away from workers and gave it to businesses so that you could create a situation where a person is considered a quote-unquote manager, spends 99% of his or her time stocking shelves, doing nothing that you would call management, 1% of the time doing something you might call management, and they're an exempt employee. And that's inconsistent with both the letter and spirit of the Fair Labor Standards Act.
So talking to the U.S. Labor Secretary on Labor Day, Tom Perez, thank you.
Thank you, and happy Labor Day to all of your listeners.